The medical community is sounding the alarm about the reemergence of measles in the U.S. Doctors have confirmed more than 460 cases nationwide, including 7 in Illinois, 4 in Champaign County. Advocate Healthcare is sending thousands of letters to parents across Illinois, encouraging them to make sure their children are vaccinated. Aaron Traeger, a pediatrician with Advocate Children's Medical Group in Normal, tells GLT's Eric Stock he's not sure Illinois is ready to join the short list of states to make the measles vaccine mandatory with no exemptions, but he's also not sure many people understand just how highly contagious measles can be.
Because of our metropolitan area and, you know, we have an airport, you know, you are hours away from, you know, places where measles is very, very common. We do it all the time with our mission work is, you know, we hop on a plane and we can be in Haiti in 6 hours. It's amazing. But because of that, those diseases really are just an airplane flight away to our community.
It seems that the anti-vax myths are what's driving this. Is that largely it? And what's behind that?
Well, there's actually two, when it comes to measles, there's actually two things that are interesting. The anti-vaccine position that's been going on for decades, it contributes to it a little bit. But in the past, what's been happening is that we've had such a high vaccine rate in our state and in our country where, you know, the vast majority of people were being vaccinated against measles routinely, as they should be. So everybody in this country has the option to be vaccinated between 12 and 15 months for their first vaccine, and then they get a booster right before they enter kindergarten. And that's the law in the state of Illinois, that you get 2 doses of measles vaccine before you go to kindergarten. So what was happening is as more and more people are exempting themselves from the vaccines, that we are, our threshold for our so-called herd immunity has dropped. So then what happens is someone comes from a place where measles is much more common, and then they come into our community, and then because that threshold isn't reached, you're more likely to get people that have not been vaccinated, and then they can get the disease and spread it around.
So that just fuels a vicious cycle.
It does. It's a domino effect that is really concerning, because with measles, measles is crazy contagious. You know, we're not talking, you wash your hands and you can prevent it, wear a mask and you may be prevented. It is really, you know, one person goes to a crowded area, an airport, a school, a football stadium, and, you know, potentially hundreds to thousands of people can be exposed just by them breathing.
How do you combat the myths about vaccines? And we've heard them about being linked to autism, their ineffectiveness. How do you combat that?
It's fascinating that you say that, because it really is a long conversation that really has to start with trust. People trust their personal physician. You know, they trust the people that's in front of them. But what's hard is that, you know, there are people out there, other places, particularly the internet, and, you know, it's, you know, people have opinions that are strong about this. But the way we handle it in our office and with our patients is that, you know, it starts with that personal relationship. You know, they know us, we know them, we know their values, they know our values. And our values really are is to taking care of the best of their child, you know, their person, and also our community. We have a very big stake in making sure that these kinds of things don't happen in our home, in our communities. So we talk about, you know, the facts of the matter is that, number one, vaccines are safe and effective. And I tell folks, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, if there was any doubt in my mind that these things were not safe and not effective, I guarantee you that my 3 kids would not be getting these things. However, the science is there, the history is there, And the scientific and the medical community has really done their due justice to make sure that we're not doing anything to put your children at harm.
How close are these vaccines to becoming compulsory? Will the government at some point mandate these vaccines? And is that something that you would advocate?
Well, that's an interesting comment and an interesting question. So the state of Illinois does require that children be immunized before they enter kindergarten, okay? So the state law is there, and we say that's something that is a good idea. Having said that, there are some exemptions that people can choose to do. And if they choose to do that, you know, what I hope is that this truly is a real conviction of theirs, not just because you're afraid of the science or because you want to be countercultural, but really because your deeply held religious beliefs say that you can't do that, that you have to choose to not vaccinate. But that's a whole another conversation for a longer period of time. But now the state requiring it, you know, actually showing up at people's houses and injecting your children against your will, that's something that has not happened now, okay? And it's not something that's likely to happen in the state of Illinois for the time being. But throughout history, I mean, there have been states and in situations where compulsory vaccination has been required. You know, think about Typhoid Mary. You know, we're talking, you know, back in the old days, you know, in times when there are some outbreaks right now that are happening in New York City, for example, where there's a large population that has not been vaccinated. And the discussion is that they're asking and they're saying, you may not, please don't bring those children out. And
They're banning the public places.
Exactly. And we may get to that point eventually because it really is trying to stop this domino effect.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stone with Aaron Traeger, pediatrician with Advocate Children's Medical Group in Bloomington, as we discuss the outbreak across the country of the measles. So if this trend continues, how close are we to a bona fide health crisis in this country?
We don't know, you know, and I don't think that I'm in a position to really predict that at this point. I will say that the situation that happened in Champaign really worried a lot of us. And I mean, when pediatricians, when we get together, our conversations are just as geeky as everybody else at their workplace. And we're talking about measles and we're talking about our communities to making sure that we're protected. But, you know, you have a situation where, you know, imagine here at ISU or here at Wesleyan, you know, a patient that has measles is sitting in your dorm in close proximity in your cafeteria with these other people. You know, the chance to get someone that was not vaccinated or someone that did not fully take the vaccine, you know, because of their own, the way their body works, they just didn't respond to the vaccine as well as somebody else. You know, it is a one or two situations like that before we're in a pretty serious situation.
Could it have been a lot worse?
Oh, it certainly could have been. Yeah. And actually, you know, major kudos to the University of Illinois and to the Public Health Department in Champaign County. To only have two in a situation like that is pretty remarkable.
And on a personal and professional level, and you said that you've had your three children vaccinated, how much does it bother you in this day and age with healthcare and the state of flux that it is in so many facets? The health community has had to backtrack and concern themselves over the disease that we thought was eradicated 20 years ago.
It is really frustrating, you know, and actually two things about that. You know, number one, the autism and measles link has been completely shown as a complete fraud. I mean, the doctor who made that claim was a fraud, and he cannot practice medicine. He lost his license. And actually, The Lancet, which published this paper, you know, they've completely retracted it. It's like it doesn't even exist except in weird circles on the internet where people pass these around. There's no science behind this at all. So, and it's really tough. So, you know, when people don't believe the science or they're worried about it, you know, it's frustrating. But on a personal level, you know, you have to feel for those families, you know, that are out there and they're worried, you know, because they want, just like I do, they want the best for their kids, just like I want the best for my kids. And if they're worried about this, or if they're hearing something, or even worse, if they hear somebody that they see a child with special needs, or they see a child that, you know, has something, quote, wrong with them, okay, end quote, you know, and then the parents deeply believe that their child was harmed by the vaccines, how can you not feel that? How can you not, you know, as a human being, say, I feel for that person, and I don't want that for my child as well? So I understand where they're coming from. Having said that, you know, the science is there. And if we didn't think that it was completely safe and completely effective, then we would not be doing it with our own children.
And what more can the medical community do to not only provide that information, but to address the trust issue? Because as you said, you can give them all the science in the world that they may be dug in on what they believe. How do you win back that trust?
Oh, so I'm going to slap our hands big time with this one here. So what's fascinating is the measles vaccine thing that happened in 1999, okay, back in the 1900s, you know, this paper came out, and I remember I was early in training at my time, and I was working with pediatricians and other physicians, family doctors at the time in my training, and they would say, parents would say, well, what about this? Can it cause these problems or something like that? And the doctors that I would work with would say, well, you know what? We think it's safe, but what if it's not? But I still think you should get your vaccines. You know, that's wrong. From the very beginning, the American Academy of Pediatrics and the international scientific community said, no, this isn't right. This is safe. This is good. Had we as a medical community 10, 15 years ago actually said, I feel strongly in these vaccines, and I know that I don't want measles to come back, and I don't want these to come back, then I don't think we would have been in that situation now. So a lot of pediatricians' offices, a lot of family doctors' offices are in the situation now where they are backpedaling, you know, and it's hard. So what we're doing is we're giving people science, and we're telling them, This is the way it is.
That's pediatrician Aaron Traeger with Advocate Children's Medical Group in Normal with GLT's Eric Stock. Traeger says there are only a few doctors in Bloomington Normal who he knows will sign a vaccine exemption form, and none at Advocate Bromen, though that is not a formal administration policy.